Physically, I feel good. That does come in a large part into, pass rush because a lot of it is how you feel on game day. So I feel good. That can attribute to as well as the work I put in the offseason and some of these other guys. There's a lot to attribute to it, but I feel good.
You've said a million times that whether they block you with one or two or three, it's your job to get past them. Do you foresee things changing after those two games, though? I mean, they seem to trust Staley and they seem to trust Webb a little more than I maybe expected them to.
From all reports coming out of there, it looks like I'm going to have my hands full, but that's good, and that's the natural progression of a playmaker on this defense, is that you're gonna get extra attention. So with all that being said, as I've continued to say, we've got some studs on this team, and that's going to free them up with some one-on-one situations, and hopefully that'll take some heat off everybody.
I know you say stats don't matter, but when you're going up against a rookie quarterback, do you think, oh, yeah, I can get 10 sacks this game, or it's just another day?
Well, despite him being a rookie quarterback, I have to do some other things right. But he's done some things well over these past 2 weeks, and obviously he wouldn't be starting in the NFL if it weren't that he didn't have the capability of doing that. But he's very versatile, can move around in the pocket, create some mischief for defenders. But they're a good team. They're 1-1 right now. Same with us, so we'll have our hands full, especially with him, a very mobile quarterback.
Talk a little bit about reuniting with Pete Carroll, I guess. Are you excited to play against him?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Obviously, I haven't. I've never played against him, but getting to see him again, it'll be fun and exciting to go up there and play against the old coach. That's all you had for me, guys.
Did you talk to Pete at all? Do you still interact with him at all?
No, not too much. I mean, occasional text here or there, but it's game week. I haven't heard much.
He called you one of the best special teams players this season. What's your mentality about special teams when you're trying to work your way in the rotation?
Well, that was going to be my meal ticket at the time. Obviously, I wasn't getting on the field on the defensive side of the ball, so special teams is where I had to make it happen. And shoot, I was only going to play 10 to 15 plays. Might as well go all out doing that. So, I had a pretty good run there playing special teams.
After last week's great performance, BJ said that's the defense that we can expect. And last year in week one was an anomaly. Do you feel the same way?
I mean, that's how we should feel. We have all the playmakers, the defensive calls, everything to indicate that we should have a defense like that week in and week out. It wasn't the case last year. We had a few times where we showed glimpses, but hopefully that's the case this year. Obviously, it's early in the season, but we're based on this league on consistency. I mean, it's one game, but we need to continue to do that against a good team in a hostile environment.
First to your top 10 defenses right now statistically after 2 weeks, top 10. Is there some incentive to prove that last year was indeed an anomaly?
Last year's last year. We put that behind us now. As with everything, with the loss, with how it went, the 15-1 record, we're starting new now. So the great thing is we have a clean slate, and we've gotten off to a good start. We've done some good things, and we need to continue to do that here in week three.
You get extra amped up for Monday nights?
No more so than any other game. I like playing football, whether it's at night, during the day. But hopefully we can have a strong showing.
You going to keep this going until you guys lose?
No, I cannot let this keep going. I'm just going to shave it, but I'm going to let it go for game day. So that when people who watch it will think I'm a clean-shaven guy.
You were taking Nick Perry under your wing earlier, so pretty much right from when he got here. Now he's kind of playing through pain a little bit with his wrist. Has he approached you at all? What's like playing through that? I know it's not an exact injury that you've had on your wrist, but is there something to that a rookie needs to know?
You just got to fight through it. It's tough. I know, obviously, right in the first game, he hurts his wrist, and he's got to battle through it. And it's tough. That's the nature of this business is you're going to get hurt. It's about managing pain and amongst other things. But it looks like he's starting to get a little more use back in it. So, I'm sure we'll continue with him playing, provided he can continue to hold up with his wrist. But it's difficult for him, but he'll get better, and he'll be back to full strength here shortly.